China will further enhance cooperation with the rest of the world and introduce more measures to expand its opening up. Premier Li Keqiang made a remark on Thursday. He says China will step up efforts to stabilize employment this year. The premier says China is prepared to boost imports and remain a hot destination for foreign investment. He says the country is expected to achieve positive economic growth this year if security in six key areas is ensured. The areas include job security, basic living needs, and the operation of market entities. China's top legislature has adopted a decision on Hong Kong national security laws. It will allow the central government's national security agencies to set up in Hong Kong when needed. The National People's Congress approved the bill with nearly unanimous support from lawmakers as it wrapped up its annual session. It says the decision was made to safeguard national security and Hong Kong's long-term prosperity. Chairman Li Jianshu of the NPC Standing Committee says the decision serves the fundamental interests of all Chinese people, including Hong Kong compatriots. The NPC will entrust its Standing Committee to make national security laws to be enforced in Hong Kong. A Chinese surveying team has safely descended to the Mount Chumalama base camp at an altitude of 5,200 meters. The team completed its mission of remeasuring the height of the world's highest peak. The team of eight reached the summit at 11 a.m. Wednesday and conducted a series of surveys. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has declared a state of emergency and activated the Minnesota National Guard to restore order after protests over the death of George Floyd in police custody turned violent in Minneapolis. Floyd died on Monday evening shortly after a white police officer held him down with a knee on his neck, though the black man in his 40s repeatedly pleaded that he cannot breathe. Floyd's death has sparked a nationwide outcry for justice as demonstrations over his death spread to some other U.S. cities, including Los Angeles and Memphis, on Wednesday night. The European Commission plans to set up a permanent reserve of essential drugs and medical equipment to address shortages in the EU. Many countries faced acute shortages of face masks, testing kits, intensive care drugs, and other vital items during the coronavirus pandemic. EU Health Commissioner Stella Kyriakides says the stockpile should ensure the EU is better prepared to protect citizens in the face of a similar cross-border crisis in the future.
We will aim to ensure that we have, at all times, the means of the necessary personal protective equipment, medicines, medical devices available, and to ensure that they are affordable and innovative. Never again do we want to see our healthcare workers having to choose which patient receives life-saving equipment.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced that coronavirus restrictions will be eased further next week. From Monday, people will be allowed to have small gatherings in their homes. Johnson says the changes to the rules are limited and cautious, but thanked the public for their role in the fight against the virus. Johnson also reported nearly 1,900 new coronavirus cases, bringing the total to over 269,000. He says over 8,500 people are in hospital with COVID-19, down 11% from last week's 9,600. France is reopening its restaurants, bars, and cafes starting next week as the country eases most restrictions amid the coronavirus crisis. French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe also pledged to revive cultural and sport life. Philippe defended a gradual lifting of the lockdown, saying the strategy was meant to avoid provoking a second wave.